sort of started feverishly looking for wet trackers and then had to sort of recalibrate as he joins me. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Matty. Yeah, I thought I'd wake up to a soft 7 or soft or heavy 8, but no, I had an eye on the radar and they have missed a lot of the rain. We're about to get an absolute soaking again in the city in about half an hour, but it looks like Warrnambool won't be too bad for the day.
Well, I guess you can, as a punter, tipster, previewer, you can't assume anything. You've got to keep an eye on the radar because it can miss bits and hit others, can't it?
Absolutely. As we've seen recently with, you know, it sort of comes across in lines, and if you're in the firing line, you get bowled over. If you're not, you're like Moonee Valley. I don't know what Moonee Valley's rated, but you're likely to still get a decent track after a stack of rain.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, we're dealing with a soft 5, so they're still going to get their toe into the ground, and we bounce the ball at 3:30 over 1,400 in a maiden, and we bounce the ball with a very short-priced Darren Weir train favourite.
Yeah, number 6, Wild Moon. It's my pick. Look, I certainly couldn't recommend you rush in at the odds on. It's pretty much every chance two starts to go at Donald. Maybe got a touch held up last time at Warrnambool, ran on OK behind Peace Brother. This is a weaker race, and that should be good enough form to win, but just poison odds. To beat number 1, Astro Bite, it comes through the same race as Wild Moon. It's set up on the speed and weakened to be beaten 2.5 lengths by that horse, and it's the danger here, so it shows you how the race falls right away. Number 5, Sandman, it's trialled OK. It trialled against a better-performed horse just before dark and trialled OK, so it's third pick. And fourth pick, maybe number 2, Caliburn. Set up on the speed and the jump out, ridden along, weakened late, and looked to go just okay. Short odds, couldn't rush in, but 6 should win, 6-1, 5-2.
6-1, 5-2 in the first. The second is a full field of 8 with no scratchings. And we've got another shorty-ish one in Royal Boss, Mick O'Leary and Jared Lorenzini, and it's about flip of the coin.
Yeah, look, it should win. It's made its debut back in July and ran second behind Golden Halo on a soft 6 track. It was a really good run too, so that run would win. Obviously, that run was a while ago. We don't get to see the jump outs at Mount Gambier, so I'm not sure how it's going. Interestingly, it has been scratched a couple of times recently. I'm not sure why. So there is a little query over its head, but on form, it's clearly the one to beat. To beat number 8, Black Bacardi, had the one run, sat up on the speed, covered a bit of ground, hit the front, ducked in, and got run down. It looks the logical danger. 1, Campo, coming off a spell, has handled a soft track. Will need further, but will be running on. And for fourth, I'll put in number 4, Let's Adam. Look, it's a horse. It's a 5-year-old, had 2 starts. It still does a stack wrong, but there certainly is ability there. 6, 8, 1, and 4.
6, 8, 1, and 4. It might be a good day for Jared Lorenzini, because in the third, which is a class 1 over 1,200 metres, he's got another favourite here in Madja for Sue Gench.
Yeah, let's hope he rides the main race winner for the owners, Matty. Race.
Well, I haven't got that far yet. I didn't realise that your Leviathan status had stretched to Warrnambool today.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's a chance. Race 3, look, I found this race a really tough race. I'm going to go with number 5, Roll On Drunk, who has had the 2 runs, and it really sprinted quickly last time for a good win. It's one on soft ground. It's drawn wide. I wouldn't imagine that would be a query here today. So we'll put it on top of number 1, Linen King. Linen King's got a great chance on form. Your little worry is there's 2 soft track runs that aren't much good. You could make excuses both times. Third pick, number 2, Outroar, coming off a long, long, long spell. Looks to have trialled up quite nicely. And 3, Madja, who's got good speed and going to be there for a long way. Not much between them. I just thought 5 might be able to sit and pounce. 5-1, 2, and 3.
5-1, 2, and 3. Over to the fourth, and we scratch numbers 2 and 10. And this might be one of the famous Mark Hunter all up parlay days today, because we've got another cramped one here in Bianca Nuvo, number 1, who's currently $1.60 on the fixed.
Yeah, should win. If you take a line through that first up run, second on a soft 6 track behind Declares War, who's going to go around favourite at Flemington there on Saturday. It was a good run. Probably the only worry you've got here is gate 1, but with Geordie Childs can overcome that. It handles the soft. It'll be fitter for that first up run. It'll run the distance and really does look the winner. I don't mind this race for multiples. I think there are only 2 hopes for the placings. I'll go number 7, Savvy Boy, for second, who got back in the wrong part of the track at Terang, which isn't hard to do. Just got hopelessly held up, ran on well for 6th. Should be fitter for that run. 5, Nashville Sound. It's a real, real grinding one pacer. It'll handle the ground and take your pick after that. Maybe number 8, Skelm, was okay first up and will be fitter for that run. I think 1 wins, 7 and 5 stand out for the placings, and then 8.
1, 7, 5, and 8. Over to race 5. This is at 5:30. It's a late start. This is a 1,000-metre benchmark 64. The scratching is number 5. And fixed odds-wise, is it a bit more open? I think we've got 3 equal favourites at $5 here.
Yeah, it is. Look, I think it's not a bad little value race. This, I'm going, I think 7, 8, 9 are the main hopes. I'm going for number 7, Delightful Cat, who just was sort of going up and down on the spot for a couple of years, but it's now in career best form. It's got good speed. It'll either be in front or up outside the lead. It's got that 3 kilo claim. It'll handle the soft. It races well here. I think it's got a terrific each way chance to beat number 9, Fox on the Run. Fox on the Run beat it last time. Fox on the Run's just going to be buried inside today, just needing things to go right. 8, Splash Head. A touch disappointing last time, but gets back onto the Warrnambool track on a rain-affected track. It's got everything to suit, had the month off. If it finds its best form, it nearly wins.
I think he scratched it from somewhere the other day, didn't he?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it was supposed to go around the other day. It might have been a track-related issue the other day, but he's certainly running it at home today.
Yes, and the soft will help. And 4th pick, number 1, Magna Carta. I don't think it can win with 61 kilos, but racing really consistently, and I don't mind where it's drawn to be running on down the outside. I think 7's got a good each-way chance, 7, 9, 8 and 1.
7, 9, 8 and 1 in race 5. Race 6 is a nice big field over the 1,700 metres. The scratchings are 3. No, that's it, only 3, and a wide-open race, Mark.
Yeah, look, this is my best value for the day, number 11, Tizer. It's a horse that won really well 2 starts ago and then just got back inside the other day. The winner was off and gone. Tizer had to come to the outside, go around them, and ran on really well for second. It's okay in the ground. I don't mind where it's drawn. It's in a pretty clever stable, and I think it's got a terrific little chance at good odds.
$17 on the fixed at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a great hope to beat number 9, Converging. Converging's a nice horse, going to get out over more ground. It was good enough first up. It'll handle the soft. Again, I don't mind where it's drawn. It can get back, come to the outside, and wind up. I think the other winning chance is number 8, Celestial Story, who's had a terrific campaign, took off early last time and was certainly not disgraced in defeat. And for 4th, I threw in number 10, Rue Bridges, but I think the other 3 have it covered. 11 at odds, 11, 9, 8 and 10.
11, 9, 8 and 10. The feature race you were referring to at the start of the segment was the Port Ferry IGA Cup. It's worth good money. It's worth, what is it, 45 grand. The scratchings are numbers 1. No, that's it. Only number 1, leaving a field of 13 and leaving a warm, firming favourite, trained by Darren Weir, ridden by Jaron Lorenzini, owned by Mark Hunter and others, and its name is Super Hard, and it's a $3.80 chance.
Yeah, we've got a late scratching, Matty. Number 10, Broadway and First has come out with a
okay. Grade. Stablemate's come out. All right.
Look,
yep.
He's got a good hope, Super Hard, but I really like Lord Sundowner. He's come back from a spell in great order. He's getting better with each run. If you go back early his career, you've got a heavy track win at Geelong by a big margin, so if the rain comes, there's no worries. I keep saying I don't mind where he's drawn. He can follow Goldfields as the one that goes forward, drawn out wide.
Just with not minding where they're drawn, I think I know where you're coming from. When the track's got a little bit of a cut out at Warrnambool and they get deep into the prep, they do tend to come off the fence, don't they?
Well, you'd think wear and tear just makes common sense. They're chopping through that wet ground. You think the inside has to chop out, particularly by race 7. So he should be in a great spot. He's got Goldfields going forward. I think Jake can just park somewhere not too far away, come to the outside. The horse is getting better with each run. No worries in the soft. I think it's got a terrific chance to beat number 5, Super Hard. He's had a great campaign. He was certainly not disgraced at Ballarat last time. Has had a long campaign. That's maybe the little query. 3rd pick, number 7, Silence. Look, if the track was dry, I would have been all over Silence. It was in the same race as Super Hard at Ballarat. Just the softest track is the concern. And for 4th, I put in number 12, The Mood I'm In at Big Odds. Comes through that Super Hard and Silence race at Ballarat and was far from disgraced. Keen on 8, 8, 5, 7 and 12.
8, 5, 7 and 12. Well, good luck with Super Hard. And just to comment on Jaron Lorenzini, there was a interesting story going back a year or so when he burst out of total oblivion. You know, like, he disappeared off the face of the earth for years, and he made this comeback via his association with Darren Weir as riding track, and then it parlayed into a comeback after all those years. And he was always a good jockey, and he's hit the ground running in the last few months, hasn't he?
He has. I remember going back my early days, he was in Adelaide and was one of the leading riders there, I think, for Ken Sweeney, from memory. I think, as you see today, I reckon his lowest weight, just at a quick look, might be 56.5 in the last race. So I'm sure he's not a lightweight rider, but he's weary. You know, if you ride for Weary, you're going to ride winners, so he'll get every chance.
Absolutely. All right, and the last, Mark, we're going without numbers 1 and 14, and we round off the program with a 1,300-metre benchmark 70.
Yeah, I found this a really tough race. I'm going to go number 3, Velastar, who ran well enough first up. Again, I don't mind where it's drawn. It's got some terrific wet track runs early in its career. It'll be suited by the 1,300 metres and just should be strong down the middle of the track. To beat number 4, Paramus Boy, Good little wet tracker, this horse, resuming on its home track here for Matty Williams. 13 past the glass, has got a good record in a good stable, was good first up. And I put number 8, We Take Manhattan, in for fourth. I think it's short enough odds, it's never seen wet ground, but does have ability. 3, 4, 13 and 8 in a tough finish.
All right, 3, 4, 13 and 8 in the last. It's a tough program. The ground will deteriorate. There's a bit of value in certainly some middle legs. The key is to nail it today. Have you got a game plan and a best?
Yeah, my best, Matty, is race 7, number 8, Lord Sundowner. I'll steer away from the shorty in race 4. We'll go the best, race 7, number 8, Lord Sundowner. My roughie for the day would be race 6, number 11, Tizer. I'm going to take a wide flexi quaddie. First leg, 7, 8 and 9. Second leg, 8, 9, 10, 11. Third leg, 3, 5, 7, 8, 11, 12 and 14. And we'll come home with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 13. So that's a pretty wide one, just the flexi. Play of the day, I think we'll sort race 4 out with exactas and trifectas. I'm going number 1, Bianco Nuvo, to win. For second in McQuinellas and exactas, I'm going 5, Nashville Sound and 7, Savvy Boy. And I'll throw a ticket in for a field for third in the trifecta.
Terrific, mate. Good luck, and good luck with Superhard.